My name is Nigel Booth, the reality coach. And today we've got a bit of a tongue twister of a title and the theme that we're going to talk about. Today we're going to talk about the pivotal point of pleasure. Now, the pivotal point of pleasure isn't not necessarily what it is that you think it is. But we're going to come on to that a little bit later on. But until then, welcome to the show, Glenn, captain in the chair. How's it going, my friend?
Hello, yeah, doing really good, thank you.
Excellent. You had a good week this week.
Yeah, it's been really good, actually. I went go-karting earlier in the week. I went on like a seminar where they were talking about what it was, basically 6 steps to have a successful business.
Okay.
Which I thought, you know, I'm a couple of years into my business now, I'll go and see what it's all about. Yeah. If anything, make sure I'm doing everything right, and if not, you know, maybe change course.
Yeah.
But one of the things that they talked a lot around, and I took away from that, and I thought it'd be a good thing to kind of explore a bit further on the show, was values. Because I always think about like having like your core values from a personal perspective in terms of like what you believe and what you think. But you don't always think about it necessarily as a business.
Mm.
But it's just as important. And I kind of took away from this, was like, I was then thinking, yeah, I need to sit down and think, well, what are my, they're probably similar if you run your own business, but it'll be like, what are my core values and principles? And what are my values for the business as well?
Yeah.
I found that really interesting because I'd never really thought about it from that point of view. But then the more you think about it, and I look at now other companies that already exist and all the big companies that we all know and the big brands are aware of, and then trying to think if I know what their values are. And some of them I do automatically and some of them I don't because they're not very good at telling us, perhaps.
That's right. And it's quite an interesting one, really, because I completely agree with you. From a business perspective, you know, I think most companies are looking at how they can present their values in an ethical manner.
Mm.
And I think that there are a lot of companies these days that are trying to be more ethical and have values more on a positive level.
Definitely.
But I also think that's the same for life. Mm. You know, we get to those points in life where we don't readdress our values. And we've said so many times on the show before that, like, for example, the rules for the morning of your life are completely invalid in the afternoon of your life.
Mm.
Things change, you know, and it's the same with our values. You know, in the morning of our life, it's all about collecting stuff. It's getting your material stuff around you. It's about, you know, it's like, great, you go to work and then you need your car and you get the house and you do whatever it is. It's about that collection of things that you want, you've always wanted. But then you do get to a point, and again, it's not necessarily, you know, in tablets of stone that you've got to pass whatever it is, say, on the afternoon of your life. But things do change. And it's no longer, the value of life is no longer about that materialistic stuff that you have around you. It's actually more about how you feel.
Mm.
And of course, when you have those changes, values change, you know, and purpose change. You know, it's the whole caboodle, really. So I think that the coloration between business and personal, I think it's exactly the same.
I think it is. And actually, when you step back and think about it, that makes perfect sense. Because when you as a consumer, as an individual consumer, are buying from a business, more and more people are like, well, I want to check that that company aligns with my own personal values. So they are intrinsically linked.
Absolutely.
And inseparable in that respect. And I think that'll only become more and more relevant as we go forward, because people are more aware, aren't they, of issues.
Well, I think we are coming to that point now where the value is really, really, really important to people.
Mm.
You know, and if you're going to be engaging with a business with somebody, you need to be making sure, as you say, that I'm not just going to be buying something from somebody because it needs to be valued from a perspective of, this is me.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, not just in the past, we'd have only really talked about like a monetary value, wouldn't you? Like, is it value for money?
Yeah.
But it's not just about that now. It's like, no, it's a different type of value.
It's about your principles.
Yeah.
What is your passion? And think about it just for a moment without sort of just jumping in and saying, oh, it's this. Just think about, well, what is passion? Glenn, what do you think passion is?
Well, I mean, I'm conscious that it's lunchtime on a Thursday, so. But yeah, I know what you're getting at. What is passion? It's about being, I suppose, it's the thing that makes you excited without you having to really psych yourself up for it.
Mm.
So, you know, things that you're passionate about, you'll find the excitement comes naturally. Not necessarily things, it doesn't necessarily have to be something that you're good at, but it usually is.
Mm.
but not always.
Well, I think that's a really good point, because when we do become passionate about something, and because we're talking about values as well, at the moment that we get something that is valuable to us and we're passionate about, generally speaking, we'll just keep going and going and going until we've actually got it sussed.
Yeah.
You know, Mr. Will, who was on our show some time ago, a professional musician, and, you know, he talks about a value and value of practice. Mm. You know, he talks about, you know, if you just keep practicing the wrong thing, then you're going to get brilliant at being wrong. So it's practicing. And another P. There's lots of P's today in this show. You know, practicing the right thing. And, you know, you get into that time and time and time again. You know, some of the practicing that he does. It's just hour upon hour upon hour upon hour. Mm. And you're just trying to get this one little rhythm done.
Yeah.
You know, so it's interesting to talk about passion, and it is that, and again, isn't it funny how, you know, we before we came on air, we were saying, are we allowed to
talk about this? That's just because, you know, it's get your minds out the gutter, guys.
We're talking about the passion in life, the passion that we have to go and actually be the best that we can be, the best version of us.
And it's funny, because I find, from a personal perspective, sometimes you can surprise yourself at the things that you're passionate about, particularly when you're in discussion with somebody. Mm. So, like, you could be talking to someone about something and it gets onto a particular topic, and before you know it, you're heightened, you're talking faster, yep, more excitedly, your arms are waving all over the place. And it's like, that's a good sign, of something that you are passionate about that you might not have necessarily realised.
And I think a lot of the time that we sometimes find ourselves saying, I don't know what my passion is.
Mm.
You know, so again, it's about being able to sort of, unfortunately, get up our bums and actually go and do something so that we can start to discover, what is my passion?
Yeah, like I'd say for me, I think I only discovered this recently, and I talk about it on the radio quite a bit. I mean, I'm quite passionate about the sport of disc golf. I'm not very good at it. I've been playing for over a year now, and I've improved a little bit, but, you know, people have joined and overtaken me. But that's fine. I'm just having fun, you know. I'm not bitter. But I am passionate about it, and that, I think, comes across in my actions, because I play in the rain, the cold, the fog, the snow. You don't do that unless, you know, and we have a load of, you know, I'm going to call them out. There's a load of people that I play disc golf with that I would refer to as fair weather players.
Yeah.
You know, they'll be, it's still a bit chilly out at the moment, but within the next few weeks, they'll start, you know, coming back out. I've seen them since the summer.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm not that guy, you know. I'm out there rain and shine and in the fog. That's the only one I think that I wouldn't, you know, the fog. Not because I'm not passionate about it, just because it's utterly pointless. You can't see anything.
And I think that is one of those great indicators of when we are doing something, even when the weather doesn't look great, even when the circumstances aren't correct, you're running behind, whatever it is.
Yeah, and you're still excitedly putting your coat on and getting out into it. Because
absolutely.
Yeah.
I find exactly the same with Sage when we're going out on some of our walks. There are, you know, I'm very, very passionate about being out in nature. I love it. You know, it's my time to sort of offload. But there are those early mornings, 6 o'clock in the morning, where it's freezing cold. It's still very passionate. We're talking today about the pivotal point of pleasure, and the more I say it, it seems to be getting easier to say.
Less poppy. I can't do it, so I'm going to stop saying words with P's and apologise for damaging all of your speakers. I am sorry, guys.
And it is one of those things that you know, when you do radio and you talk through a mic, there are a number of different letters that when you say them, they will pop, and P is one of them. But we're talking about passion, purpose, and principles. And we've just been talking about passion and saying about, you know, well, what is your passion, guys? What are you passionate about? It could be baking. It could be looking after the kids. It could be cycling, exercise. But we've all need to have a little bit of passion.
Mm.
You know, there's something that really sort of drives us forward to say, I'm excited about this. But then the second P of the equation here is purpose. What is your purpose? Now, this is a really interesting one, because, again, going back to the principle of, you know, the rules for the morning of our lives are somewhat invalid on the afternoon of our lives. It's not always the case, but it's generally the case. It's the same with purpose. you know, sometimes our purpose in life can be to be doing a very specific thing, and then when that is done or we've completed it, you know, we actually find another purpose. For some people, they will turn around and say, for example, my purpose, which I believe has always been with me, and I don't think it will change, my purpose is to try and ensure as many people as I can actually find that deeper sense of self, that level of authenticity that they can actually walk out in life with and actually find that very natural level of success.
Yeah.
No matter, you know, there's been times, Glenn, when I haven't necessarily been as focused on delivering, you know, what it is that I delivered beyond the mask as a cognitive change program. But my purpose has always been there. I can actually find myself in a supermarket and because of these things, I'm quite happy to have a conversation with anybody at any time about anything, as long as it is making sure that they're moving forward in positive footsteps. What's your purpose? And I know this is really, really interesting for you guys out there, because we haven't, you know, we don't really practice what it is that we're going to talk about. We just throw these questions at each other, because the other thing about
you shattered
is,
the illusion for them all now, Nigel. You know, everyone's sitting out there thinking, these guys, you know, they obviously, they must sit down beforehand and write all this out and work out what they're going to talk about. And
I'm sorry, no, we don't. We don't, because we want it to be as real as we can for you. Now, that doesn't mean that we don't think about these things.
Oh, yeah,
of course, I work with cognitive change every single day, you know, so it is about thinking about it. But on a personal level, and there's another P, it is about us taking the time out. And you taking the time out there, guys, listening to the show, of just asking yourself those questions. So what is your purpose? So again, to Glenn, for you, what is your purpose, do you think?
It's a difficult one, isn't it? Because, and I think it is something that changes throughout life. And I think also, your purpose is the purpose that you see for yourself might be different to what other people see your purpose as.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, your employer might think your purpose is to turn up and be turn up at the office at 9 and go home at 5 and work, give you blood, sweat, and tears, and be a little you know, machine that just makes money for them. You know, and I suppose from their perception, they're probably right. That's that is your purpose to them, but it might not be your purpose to you.
Yeah.
So I mean, yeah, it's kind of. It's one of those things you can get probably really deep with, but
and I think it is useful to get deep with because this really is, and you know, when we talk about the pivotal point of pleasure, it is that, and that real pivotal point of pleasure is when you've got your passion, your purpose, and your principles, really solidly within you. This really is where things become very pleasurable. Life becomes pleasurable because you know that you've got this energy from your passion. You've got your purpose. So, purpose. Question that we've asked all you guys out there to be listening, to be thinking about, is what is your purpose? Exactly the same as we asked about what is your passion. And Glenn, I asked you, and I'm not quite sure.
I know you've thrown this question at me twice now, and this is the third time, so you're not going to let it go, are you?
No.
I think, and you know, we were just talking a little bit in the break there about it, and I was kind of exploring it. And I think the answer is, well, until you asked me the question, I don't know, really. I hadn't really given it much thought. But now, actually thinking about it in a bit more detail, I suppose for me, like, it's easy to think, what's your purpose, and link it straight back to your job and what you do to make money. But is that my purpose in this world? It's what I'm doing to, you know, I enjoy doing it, I'm good at it, and I'm passionate about it, and the feedback I get from my clients is that, you know, they like working with me.
Yeah.
So I'm not to take anything away from that. Is it my purpose? I don't know. At the moment, I just use that as a, you know, that's a way to make money and pay the bills, and in doing something that I've done for long enough that it comes relatively naturally to me,
and quite easy.
Without having to learn a whole new skill, like you were talking about earlier, how long it takes of the practice to learn something new.
Absolutely.
With, you know, Will on his guitar. And so, yeah, I think from that point of view, I don't know whether that, I don't think that's my bigger purpose. It's just more what I'm doing at the moment. But what I think, taking it back a bit, I think what I feel is that I'm much closer to finding what my purpose is in my current set of circumstances than I was perhaps previously, when I was a bit more, you know, when I was kind of employed and I didn't have that opportunity to involve myself in different things, like, you know, co-hosting a radio show with you, Nigel, or like all the other things that I do outside of work that I'm kind of able to do because I've got that freedom. So although I haven't actually found what my purpose is yet, I think I'm much closer to finding it because I'm in a place where I'm trying new things and finding out what I'm passionate about.
I think that, thank you so much. And you were right. I wasn't going to let it go.
you never do.
That's right. Because that is the purpose of the reality check.
No, you're absolutely right.
The purpose behind the reality check is to challenge the way that we think and feel, to challenge, you know, how we've actually got that internal description of who it is that we are. And to be asking those questions. And you did break rule 5.
No, I know.
I can't say
every
I don't
time
know.
I say that, it's I can see you scowling at me. Right. You can't see this at home, guys. But he stares at me.
Yeah. Intimidating. Yeah. But it is, we have those rules of life, you know, and we say we shouldn't be allowing ourselves to say, I don't know. Mm. And the reason for that is because, of course, the moment you say, I don't know, the brain shuts off trying to be able to find the answer. But most importantly, you need to know.
Yeah.
These are the things that you need to know. There are certain things in life that you don't have to worry about too much. There's certain things that you can actually delegate to other people. Mm. But there are certain things that you need to know, and there's certain things that you cannot delegate to anybody. Finding your purpose, and I think that, you know, summary of what you were saying there is the same for most people when we ask this question for the first time. Say, I don't really know. Mm. And that is breaking rule 5, as we say. But what we then have is the opportunity to start to explore, to start to think if the seed is being planted. Because again, going back to what it is that we're talking about here, it's having that pleasure in life to be knowing exactly who it is that I am, knowing exactly what it is that I want to do, and then knowing exactly which direction that I want to head in as an individual. So, you know, it is having that thing. And thanks again for sort of saying, actually, I don't really know, but I think I'm closer to discovering it.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Because what we've got to be able to do is to allow ourselves. And guys, when you're out there listening to the show, these are the kind of questions that write them down. Write them down. And you don't have to find the answer straight away. But just keep pecking away at them. Another P. Keep pecking away at them and allowing yourself to sort of explore. And just as you were saying, I'm getting closer to it. And the third P in the pivotal point of pleasure is principles. Now, I have had a very interesting couple of weeks of where my principles have been challenged, mine only, you know, and it's about where we question, what are my principles? You know, so what is a principle? Glenn, what would you say a principle was?
I think it's kind of similar to a belief. And I think it's probably in a way similar to values in a way, like we were talking about at the start of the show. So it's kind of, Your principles are almost like stated, unchangeable facts that you can then apply different things to. So I suppose the situations we find ourselves in on a day-to-day basis change, but your principles are sort of set in stone and hard. Yeah. And then it's just a case of applying your current situation to your principles and then working out which way. And it can actually help you to make decisions, can't it?
Because, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely. I think that, you know, for me, and again, as we always come to the end of the show, I always find myself thinking we could do with another 25 minutes of being able to talk about this. But again, that's in the future coming with our podcast. So we're looking forward to that. But just trying to sort of bring that principle round to where we were with the passion and the purpose. The principle for me is, you know, that is will keep me in check. It's going to make sure that, you know, what I would describe as me as an individual, my principles, I'm not going to sell them out.
No.
And I'm not saying that yours is the same as mine. I'm not saying that yours are right and mine are wrong, or I'm right and you're wrong. Yeah. I'm not saying any of that. It's just for us as individuals. And I think this is the important thing here. As an individual, you don't need somebody to tell you, to confirm it. You don't need to be encouraged to be that person. You just know. You know that.
Because it's like that gut reaction to situations is driven by your principles, isn't it? So sometimes you respond to something quicker than your brain can think about why you responded to it. That happens to me all the time. And I have to reflect on it afterwards and be like, Why did I get so upset about that? But then when you actually get it down, you know, because you're like, when you're calm and you're thinking about it, you're like, that seemed like a bit of an overreaction.
Yep.
But when you dig into it, there's probably a reason. There's something there.
There's always a reason.
Touched on
for
one
it.
Of your principles.
Yeah,
and you've gone, no, I don't like that. So yeah, I think that's quite interesting. I think the other thing that's interesting about principles actually is, I think if you think of someone that's close to you or that you know really well, mm-hmm. you know who they are and what they're about, you'll find, have a think about what their principles are. Because if somebody's got strong core principles that they live by, then they're public to everybody, aren't they? It's Absolutely. Anyone that knows that person yeah. well. And you'll know this, because you'll know that somebody will say something to you and be like, oh, they won't like that. Yeah. Well, you know that because you know what their principles are.
Absolutely. And I think what's really, really important as well to say here is that there is lots of people out there with passion and purpose and principles.
Mm.
But today I'm going to challenge you, all of you, everybody that's listening, to take a little bit of time out and to really question your passion, your purpose and your principles, and to see whether they align with who it is that you truly are, or more importantly, who it is that you are wanting to be or you were meant to be. You know, so it is the challenge of the week. And the challenge for the week is, challenge yourself.
Mm.
Question whether or not your passion, you know, figure out what your passion is. And yeah. if you ain't got one, then let's go and create one. What about your purpose? You know, we've talked in the past about purposes. You know, go and find out what your purpose is. And if you can't find one, then create one. And principles, let's stick with our principles, guys. Mm. Because that's the only thing that's keeping us where we are. Things have changed. I hope you've enjoyed today. I have certainly enjoyed it. And again, as usual, thank you so much, Glenn. It's been great to have this banter yet again. We will see you next Thursday. Have a fantastic week. Thanks very much.